Mission Network News, Monday, November 1st, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. Churches in England are closing in large numbers. Peace building and conflict resolution come as a result of the Beslan school tragedy. And a Christian agency builds hope for young girls in Zambia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While England currently allows religious freedom, that may be changing in the minds of those who live there. Jack Shiflett is with the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism. He says in some cities, Asians make up about 75% of the population. Shiflett says that's evident in the landscape.
It's not uncommon in East London or in other places to see former churches that are now mosques or temples.
It's also more risky to preach the gospel.
There's a risk of being threatened and beaten up and then just turn you over to the police after the fact. It is a serious situation already in England, even though there's freedom of religion on every hand.
Shiflett says with the influx of foreign religions and unhealthy churches, evangelicalism is slowly dying.
ABWE's ministry there is to come alongside the local church and to strengthen them. And what our primary ministry has been in the last 18 years has been church rescue.
That involves discipleship and evangelism training, helping Asians to reach Asians with the gospel. Meanwhile, ethnic tension in the Northern Caucasus has forged a conflict resolution project to help avoid reprisal violence. The Beslan school hostage crisis was a key factor in seeing it begin. As the community struggles to heal from the loss of hundreds of children, Russian ministry Sergei Rakuba says the sorrow is gripping.
Russian ministry started the counseling center there, working together with the local Baptist church. We are extending this help, the counseling, where people could come and talk and get some comfort and pour their grief out to those who are available there and who can listen.
Rakuba says their colleagues know the hope of Christ is vital.
We are receiving lots of material help now from all over the world. But he says spiritual and emotional help, that's what our community needs now. And Russian ministry is doing everything that's possible to provide this help.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Village girls who want an education in Zambia face teen pregnancy, HIV, or flunking out of their classes. According to Teen Missions International's Bob Bland, by request of one headmaster, they built a special dorm for girls who want to continue their education. In the years since then, the growth has led to another request.
They've asked us to build more because they got more girls coming in, whereas we thought that maybe half of those might flunk out. None of them flunked out, and so they're still going to be in school, but we have 50 more that want to come in. So we're hastily trying to build another unit right now.
Bland says what's more exciting is what's being born out of this effort.
Out of the 67 girls, every one of them has accepted Christ as their personal Savior. So we see it as an opportunity to really not only win people to Christ, but also to strengthen them in the Lord and see these girls have an education.
Next, since being redeployed from the Ivory Coast to Mali, a CB International missionary team continues to work on the border. They report several opportunities to continue ministries that they had in the Ivory Coast. They're working with a handful of students whose Ivorian schools closed but want to continue their high school education. Among the first group of students is a Muslim. Pray for the team's faith testimony as they reach out to young people. And a Christian woman who Hindu extremists say had reconverted back to Hinduism is leading children to Christ. Newspaper reports indicated she was one of 76 to reconvert in her village. But Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan reports she quietly enrolled nearly 2,000 kids into their children's Bible clubs. Christians in the region say the reconversions happened after they were threatened. Despite the threats, believers are working quietly to see more people come to Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the video of my upcoming Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video on Buckner's work in Russia and their efforts to share the gospel. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.